Now we're going to come on to think about the meaning of our crescendo soon, and we're going to have two Bible readings, both from John's Gospel in the New Testament, to help us do that. So Annabelle's going to read the first one for us now, from the very beginning of John chapter 1, classic Christmas reading. If you want to find it in your pew Bibles, it's on page 1063. So John chapter 1 from verse 1, page 1063.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you very much, Annabelle. And then John's going to read for us just from a couple of pages further on, from John chapter 3, verse 16, on page 1066.
John 3:16 to verses 21. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what he has been done through God. That's the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, John. So I want to think with you about the meaning of the Christingle today, with some of those verses, and partly from that great famous verse, John chapter 3, verse 16, one of the best known verses in the Bible, which says this: For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him, believes in Jesus, shall not perish, but have eternal life. Life that lasts forever, even beyond the grave. Now, if you're a veteran of Christingle services, you might know that each part of the Christingle has a meaning. And so I wonder who can help me with the meaning of the orange. There's a clue to it in that Bible verse, because it says, God so loved the world. So, Edward, were you? Fantastic. The orange represents the world, the globe, okay? God so loved the world. And we read in our first reading about how God had made the world, and our second reading tells us that God loved the world. God so loved the world that he gave. Think about it. Everything that we have is a gift from God. And these four cocktail sticks with these jolly mixtures are they? These sweets represent some of God's good gifts to us. Did you want to say something, Matthew? Is that still relevant? No, okay. So, any idea on the cocktail sticks? This is a tricky, controversial question, maybe, for something or others. That's what you're on fire today. Well done. Do they? Okay, disciples. It's an interesting guess. Matt? There's a conference going on. Thomas has got some ideas too. What? The what? Yeah, but there are only four cocktail sticks, so 4 points of the compass maybe, okay? Or corners of the earth, north, south, east, west maybe. The whole world. God's love to everyone. The whole world. Yes. Something else? No. But maybe sometimes people say the seasons, okay? Summer, autumn, winter, spring, yes. Test myself on the seasons. What's that coming here? Fruits of the world, maybe? Okay, yeah. So, anyway, let's take it as all God's good gifts to us, shall we? God so loved the world that he gave. Delicious. Everything we have is a good gift from God. But it's not actually what that verse talks about, is it? God so loved the world that he gave what? His one and only Son, okay? Now, we often have a lot of Christingles in our house, and by the time we've burned all the candles, they are sometimes seeing better days. They're getting a bit sort of old and manky. Sometimes we find rotting oranges around the house. They are in danger of perishing, of going bad, of spoiling. And the Bible tells us that our world is in danger of perishing. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him may not perish. The Bible is telling us that we've got a problem, that despite the light of the Lord Jesus, there's darkness in our hearts, that we all sin and do things wrong. We all fall short not only of our own standards, but of God's. So the Bible tells us that we need saving, saving from perishing. And what's God's answer to that? Well, it's the Lord Jesus. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. The red ribbon on the Christingle, it reminds us of... Oh, there's a volunteer from the back, Edward. I better give Wendy a go or I'll be in trouble. Yeah. The blood of Christ. Okay, Jesus' love for the whole world goes right round the world. It embraces the whole world. And it reminds us of the blood of the Lord Jesus shed for us that our sins might be forgiven. You see, Jesus came and he died for us. You might say that he was crushed. Oh, it's harder to cut through this than you might imagine. He was crushed. His life was poured out that we might live. So he took the punishment that we deserve so that we might not have to. We might not perish but have eternal life. A friendship with God which begins now and goes on forever, even beyond death. So Jesus came that we might have life. And the Bible invites us to respond to him. It says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Delicious. It invites us to believe in him, to put our trust in him, to come into the light, to receive the light of the Lord Jesus who died for us. That's the message of the Christingle, that God so loved our world that is in danger of being lost and perishing, that God sent his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. Let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you for making this wonderful world, for all your good gifts to us, for your love for us. We thank you above all for the Lord Jesus Christ, your one and only Son, whom you gave for us We pray that you would help us to believe in him, that we might not perish but have eternal life. Thank you for your light. Help us to come into that light and to walk in it all our lives long, for Jesus' name's sake. Amen.